I was going to ask if you had any, in your career, now that you're celebrating 18 and 63, I think you said, what may are some of or a peak memorable moment for you in your career?
Well, probably the coolest was the first one. I was doing a radio to go to the moon
Ah.
right out of college. In fact, I actually have one of the prototype boards right here. I found it in my junk box and I take it to class. I don't know if you can see my video, but I'll show you.
Yeah, we see you. That must have been really exciting.
It was tremendous because there was no
Wow.
limits. See, that it was a one-sided board,
Yeah.
and I made it at home by writing on the copper with waterproof ink and etching it with ferric chloride. And then I drilled the holes on my kitchen table, not realizing I drilled holes on the table till my wife saw it. And I didn't do any of this at home after that. But this is a prototype out of that radio.
Wow. We
It's
just
an IF amplifier.
did an interview with a company that has some parts on the drone going to Mars. And the excitement of being a part of a project like that is just enormous. So back then, that must have been just incredible for you to.
Oh yeah, I mean we were all spellbound. You can imagine when the launch happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were spellbound, waiting for that all to happen. And I was sitting in my living room at, I don't know, 2 o'clock in the morning or something, watching the landing. And the irony of that is that video did not come from any American relays. Because they all broke. It came from an Australian one that was just listening in for the hell of it out in the middle of Australia.
Really?
Yeah, theirs worked.